Channel 2 right and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, 1971. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Fall is in the air. The wind is lively out of the east. Those clouds are big, puffy summer clouds. And the sky is deep blue. It's the first real haymaking day we've had, and no one's here to help me make it. Channel 2 right. Beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, 1971. Channel 1 right. Channel 2. Channel 2. Channel 2. Channel 2. Channel 2 right. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, 1971. Beautiful day. Channel 2 right. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, 1971. And the tape hadn't quite begun yet.
I guess I wasn't here when that little shower came yesterday morning.
Because
when I came back, it was, but you didn't even know it, did you?
No, I was home. I didn't know it till I come out.
What kind of shower is that? When did you start closing your door at night when you would go down?
There.
Your door was closed. There wasn't a light on anywhere.
Well, that's where I was down there. Well, one thing, I went down there early. I went down there before sundown.
Good morning.
And I didn't come back. Good morning.
So you just spent the
things was, I was waiting to try to see James, and he was late coming. So when he did come, so I just sat on a while long.
So you had business with James?
Yes, ma'am. Thought I did. I had sent Vine to bring me a package yesterday morning. I give him some money to him when you come back. Bring it. Alright. I ain't got it yet.
Well, was it an important package?
No, it wasn't important. I don't send to him at nothing important. Anything I want. Now, in a little while, I'll go get it.
Oh. But when you give him the money,
it don't make a bit of difference. He ain't gonna bring it. He may bring it tomorrow, and he may bring it today. And he may not, but he won't bring the money back if he don't get it. He just keeps the money till he get ready.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Miss Bessie, Miss Daisy, you know I have had experience like that. And it's, I just can't understand that.
What?
Most of my friends are like that.
Huh.
Like you saying about James.
Oh.
That's the way they all do. I don't send by them to get vegetables or anything, but I just send the same thing.
Yeah.
They gonna do a little something for me. I don't hear of it.
Well, I don't understand. If you ask me to do something, and I'll say, yeah, I'm going to do it, or else I'm going to see you and tell you why.
Yeah. Yes. Just get it off your list.
That's right. But James, don't.
Let me tell you, you know.
I told Bessie, I said, he's aggravating. I said, but we have to try him sometime. She said.
Well, you had to go down there before dark.
Mm-hmm. And then he didn't come till after sundown. When he come, I asked him, but I'm going to get it right now. He went, but he ain't brought it. You ain't got it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't live like that. If I couldn't be trusted, I wouldn't want to live.
I don't, it must not bother, it must not bother them.
It don't bother them.
And you just sometimes have to try them.
See, really. But he hard ever do. He can be important or he cannot. He treats you important money just like he do. Just a try.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what it does now, Miss Daisy. You don't do business with James.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it ain't anything to him.
No, I can't.
But now, a lot of people, you see, he'd be doing business with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same thing.
I think Mr. Miley is what he's found out. He won't do the trust. I think that. Why, you can give him money. Sometimes he'd send by to the meat house to get us a little piece of meat or something like that. Sometimes he'd bring the meat or whatever he sent him. But he'll tell you, well, it was some change, but I don't have it right now.
Oh.
And that's the last of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so that's the last of it. If he got change from what he bought for you, well, how come he don't have
it? Yeah.
They give it to him.
They didn't keep it.
They didn't keep it. They give it to him. Well, now how come you ain't got it? I don't know what'll become of him one day. Because all this just stuff he can putting out and fooling around. After a while, nobody ain't going to try. He's tired of his foolishness.
Well, on the other hand, he's about the most important member of the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
He gets more done than all the rest of us put together, you see. He runs errands and takes people places and all like that.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's always can somebody somewhere.
And it don't cost him anything.
No, don't cost him nothing. But his little gas, he said that's his station wagon. He said Mr. Rogers took the truck, decided he'd rather have the truck than have the station wagon. So he took the truck and gave him the station wagon. That's what James said. But he said he'd give me the wagon, but I have to keep it up. I said, well, it's your own. Everybody have to take care of their own thing.
Well, now that makes a difference, Miss Davis. He has to keep it up. Mr. Rogers kept it up.
That's right. But he said Mr. Rogers told him, so I'm not going to have nothing else to do with it. You have to take care of it yourself.
Well,
yeah, that's what he should do, Mr. Miles.
But it had been better for James if Mr. Rogers had just give that wagon, station wagon, to those ladies that owned that restaurant.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, this is his wagon, but he has to use his own wagon to haul the cats.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They must have some arrangement about that.
No, that's what he said. And then I seen past the house sometime with some of them in there. But now, I don't know whether them women pays him extra, just pays him enough in his wages to do that. I don't know, but he said he helped to do it.
Well, they couldn't afford to pay him much, miss.
Said he couldn't.
No, they don't make that much.
Yeah, I don't know. James looks like they're making plenty of money.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're making plenty of money.
Yeah.
I asked him sometime, I said, well, how's you all getting along? And he said, just fine. He said, just like it always will. I said, they making pretty good. Like they all said, making just as much as Rogers made.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Is that right?
That's what he said.
Yeah, well, he'd know, wouldn't he?
He should know.
Well, and it depends on how well they manage over there and keep the expenses down.
That's right, but he say them women, they knows how.
Oh.
He said they can take care of things. He said they got it straightened out. Mr. Rogers give them the price of such and such a brand, and such and such a brand. Mm-hmm. Take care of it good as him.
Well, sir, he was there a long time, wasn't he?
He was.
And you know, Miss Daisy, he was getting bigger and bigger.
Is he?
Mr. Rogers was, yes.
He's getting wide and sick.
I ain't seen him in so long. I don't know whether I know.
Oh, he's not looking like the same person. You see, he was just in there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, he drank Cokes.
Uh-huh.
Just drank one Coke after another. Well, that's got sugar in it.
Just swelled him up.
Just swelled him up. And now, Florence was telling me this. Well, this has been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
She said he didn't eat but one meal a day. Or not much, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
He'd eat at night when they closed.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have his table to full, and he'd clean it off. He'd eat them big steaks,
mm-hmm.
all them big French fries, and I don't know what else.
Well, he gonna get too fat.
One meal, he eats enough for a week, the way she said it. The cooks would just concentrate on him for a while and fix it for him.
Yeah.
And then they'd go home.
So, I wonder what he'd do about his breakfast. Fix it himself?
I don't think he eats breakfast. Just one meal a day.
Well, if he's going to eat like that, that one ought to take care of him.
Ought to take care of him.
For a whole day.
Well, I thought anybody'd have to have a little breakfast.
Well, I did too, was because I have to have breakfast. Now, it's lunchtime. Let me get me a sandwich or something, a glass of milk. But after that, for supper time, I'm going to cook that evening.
Yeah.
So I can eat my supper. My supper and breakfast, I have that.
Yeah.
In the morning, cook me 2 eggs, some maybe 2 little strips of bacon, and my coffee, few grits. That's my breakfast. Yeah. And at lunchtime, I make me a sandwich or something. A glass of juice, a glass of milk. That's going to last me for lunch, but not for supper.
One good hot meal a day, if I don't get that, my stomach don't work right, Miss Daisy.
That's right. It don't feel right. Mine don't.
With vegetables and everything. And just go ahead and eat. Well now, you don't have to sit there in your house and eat. You go down there and eat with Darius.
Uh-uh. I could do it.
She'd be glad to have you.
Yes, she would. And I'd be glad to eat my own food at home. She'd tell me, Mama, you don't have to cook. You could come down to the house and eat. I say, yes, and I can still cook and eat at home to my own table. So you got your family to care for and all, and since I'm not disabled to care for myself, I care for myself. Now, they don't have breakfast.
No.
They don't cook no breakfast.
They just eat a
little. She get a cup of coffee. Well, that's all she wants until lunch time. Drink a cup of coffee. Well, I want some coffee and something with it. I don't just want coffee by itself.
And you don't want a donut?
No. But now when she comes home, she's so hungry till she don't know what to do.
Oh.
Where she work at, she'll get her a sandwich there. Well, you see, they have their breakfast and they go to their job. Well, when they come back, I guess they have their supper. But see, Doris is home.
So, you know, that's the way I figured it. If you miss your other meals, mm-hmm. It just makes such a big, you just get too hungry. Well, you could go on over and eat with Miss Bessie.
Oh, yes, she'd be glad for me to do that. And I'm glad to stay home and eat Ma. She tells me plenty of times, Mr. Ma, why didn't you come over here and eat? I said, why should I? I said, well, ain't nobody there but you. I said, ain't nobody here but you.
Yeah, you could go over there with her one night, and she could come over there with you one night.
Oh, well, you see, she got boulders. She got to be home tonight.
Yeah.
Fix their meal, J.R. and Isaiah.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I don't have no boulders.
I wouldn't care for boulders much.
Hmm?
I don't care too much for boarders.
Yeah, Miss. Just me, myself. I don't care for them. I'd rather just be like I am. Not responsible for nobody but myself.
You know, I have to listen to a lot of other people's noise.
That's right. That's right. I don't have to try to have nothing ready on time.
Yeah.
For nobody but me. And I make my time like I want.
That's right.
Not sometime in the morning, if I'm going to cook meat, well, I cook 2 pieces. Well, get me 2 slices of bread, make me a sandwich, drink me some juice or some water or something. Well, that'll last me till this evening. Then I cook myself. And I eat my supper about 6:30 or 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm through. I ain't got to try to keep nothing warm for nobody.
Do you try to have vegetables every night?
Me? Yes. Most every night. Well, you see, that's when I cook my supper. Well, I fix my vegetables, and then sometimes I have greens, sometimes I have beans, green beans, sometimes I have lima beans, but I want some vegetables for that meal.
Yeah.
Well, I get it done and ready about 6 o'clock or 7 sometimes. 7:30, but I eat before night.
Well, now, can you cook enough vegetables to do you tomorrow night too?
Oh yes, I do. If I cook vegetables this evening, I don't cook none tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just want.
Yeah.
Put it in the ice box and let it stay there till I get ready.
But after one day, they don't taste so good.
Don't taste it. You see, I did about eat it all up in 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another way.
They all right warmed up the second day.
Yes.
Sometimes better.
It tastes better sometimes.
Well, vegetables are so hard to find. How do you get a hold of any vegetables?
Well,
Doris help you?
I get some from the meat house. I send to Gainesville and get some. Sometimes Doris, she brings some. Oh. Yeah, she bring them and she cook. Supper she cook every evening when she comes. Yeah, she cooking anything I want. If I don't want to cook, I'm going to get all I can eat. But I bring it to my house.
Yeah. That's right. If she has a big pot of vegetables on her.
That's right.
She's a good cook.
Yeah, she is. She is a good cook.
She can cook as good as you can.
Yes, sir. She might cook better than me.
Oh, Miss Daisy.
Well, I mean, she's a good cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a good cook.
Even Bessie says she's a good cook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bessie knows. She done tried. She baked most of Bessie's cakes and pies. And
that's for the birthday party.
That's right.
And didn't she do that big ham?
I think Bessie did that. I don't know who done it, but I know Doris baked the cakes, and she might have fixed that ham. I don't know. I know a man in Bowdoin, he fixed the chicken. He barbecued chicken. That's what he do. He's a good cook.
Oh, you've got somebody down there who could barbecue.
Oh, yeah. She has plenty of help, Mr. Mark.
Yeah.
And she said Monday, I said, well, I'm glad that day's gone. She said, I am too. She said, I'm so tired. I don't know what to do. I said, I know it. I said, you do too much. She said, I have seen things I could do it myself. Now, I wouldn't need no help.
Everything.
That's what Bessie said. She said, but now, I have to get somebody to help me. I said, yeah. I said, after all you do, I said, then you have to have some help. She said, yes, to serve it and prepare the table and so on. I said, and cook part of it too. She said, yeah.
I saw that big cake. It's a big cake. Beautiful.
Doris baked it. And decorate it.
Yeah.
Doris brought the flowers, put them on the table, just a long streak of them. They were pretty, she joined them like that, just straight up and down the table.
Oh, really?
Let them see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go over there and watch them.
Well, why come you didn't come with me?
Well, I didn't want to, you know, just make it act like a sideshow.
I thought you would have been there.
Well, I sort of self-conscious.
But you had company, didn't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it wasn't that so much, but I didn't want to just stand there and watch him if I could have done something.
Well, Len sure watched us.
Yeah.
And he made pictures. Lots of them.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did over to my place. He was out there looking and he made a picture or something. He took some kind of picture over there. I don't know where it was, zinnias or cedar trees or what, but it took something.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see some of them pictures.
I told him we're not sure now.
Well, was it a pretty good crowd?
Just enough. It wasn't too many.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was worried. I thought there might be too many.
No, it wasn't too many. I told it's too hot to have dinners in the middle of the day.
Yes, right in the middle of the day.
Precious.
Right here in August.
That's right. But she wanted it and she got it and I'm glad it's gone.
Yes.
Now what did they let you do?
Ain't done nothing.
Wouldn't let you do anything?
No. I asked him, was it anything I could do? You know the women that were there. And no, you sit down. We'll do it. I said, thank you. There was Doris, Florida maid, Betty, and another woman, Eddie Johnson. And another woman I didn't know.
Oh.
So they done the serving and everything. Well, that was enough to do it.
Yeah. Now, Betty, I don't know.
Yes, but Willis's wife.
Yeah.
They live in Mitchino.
Yeah. I'd like to know him. I ought to have come down there.
That's right.
Pass by just to see who was there, so I'd recognize him.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I get, when it gets hot, and I get tied down in something, and I
Well, now, who furnished the flowers? Weren't they you?
I cared some.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad Miss Bessie had her little birthday party. Now, she wasn't as tired this time as she was last year.
No, I don't think she was, but she told me Monday she was still tired.
Yeah.
I said, oh, well, you'll be tired for 3 or 4 days. I said, you just, well, Mr. Myers, you know, she's just doing something all the time.
Yeah.
For that dinner. Thinking about what else do I need? But you can't help her. Not in that way. She's going to do what she wanted to.
And you know, it's also the excitement of it.
Mm-hmm.
She gets, I'd be excited too to have all them big singers standing up there singing a song just for me.
Oh yeah. Well, they sung for I think they sung about 3 songs for her. I think she had some kind of special song. I don't know what it was, but anyway, they did it for her.
Was Deacon Holly there?
No, sir. You see, that was an odd Sunday. That's always Minister Deacon's union somewhere, so I think he had to go to his union. So he wasn't there.
Well, you have to, you've got to know all those things, don't you, before you set your date.
That's right. That's right. And not. And she hated to miss him so bad.
She likes him too.
Yes, she do.
I just soon hear him talk as hear him sing.
Yeah. Well, he can talk.
He can talk.
He can talk and he can sing.
Now, you haven't seen anybody who can talk better than Deacon Holly.
No. No, I haven't.
No, sir. And I'll bet you a nickel he don't prepare that.
I don't know. But I know he can do it. I don't know where he prepares it or the full time or what, but I know when time he can do it.
Yes, he can do it. Just give him plenty of time and don't...
Oh, yes. He got to have time. He going to time himself.
Now, they're singing this week somewhere?
Mickey Dopey.
And what is this?
Anniversary. I don't know how long they've been singing, but they have this thing every year to different churches.
Yeah.
You know, they had it down here 1 year to this church. And last year, I think it was at Rochelle.
Oh.
But this year, it's in Mickey Nope.
I bet people come from all over. All
oh, yes. Sometimes they have a crowd.
And you think you'll go tonight?
Well, I was thinking about it, but if it rains, I ain't going.
Oh, Miss Bessie, a daisy, ooh, it's not going to rain.
You don't know nothing about how to get in and out that place.
Oh, really?
Where that church at.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Mud and water, sometimes you can't carry your car down in there to the church. You have to park them up here to the Methodist church and then walk down there. And there's water all over that road and all in the grass. And now the last time I was there, we walked in water over our shoes. Water running in our shoes. So I told him, I said, if it rains anymore, I ain't going. I ain't going to wade that water. And the water's right up to the doorsteps. You see, that church is in a flat place. And water's all right. When it rains, water still is all right.
I never heard of a church.
No.
I never heard of a church being built in a place like that.
Well, that is. Well, you know, Mickey Nope is just flat anyhow. If you build anywhere, you're gonna have to build in flat.
Yes, I guess it is. Miss.
But it looked like to me they could get some of this little rock what puts on the road and fill in that place there, especially the yard.
Yes, well, you could drive by there anyhow.
That's right. Oh, they could put some sawdust in there to help to drink up that water.
Miss Daisy, I've tried that, and it don't help.
Say it no.
All it does is hold it.
Hold it, then. Well, it don't need nothing to hold it.
Yes, I tried filling in with sawdust and leaves and things like that. And, you know, it took me a long time to find out that it was worse than just leaving it on. Didn't you tell me that when Shep drowned over here, that he had some insurance from the Army?
Yes, I guess he did, because he was in the Army. He was still working in the Army.
Yeah. Well, aren't they ever going to settle that or anything?
Hmm?
Aren't they ever going to settle that?
Well, they might be done sold it, Mr. Miles. I don't know.
But you think they may?
I think they will. Now, I don't know. But, you know, as long as it's been, look like it ought to been sold.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that they had got the money, but they ain't none of them told me nothing about it.
Oh, really?
And I see them about every week. And I stop down to Dolores and talk with them, Martha and them. They didn't see it. But somebody told me they had got the money. And that's why they started building them a house.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
But look like they just started. Look like they ain't doing much work on it. Wasn't sad. Wasn't much more done. So I don't know what's the trouble. But I know this, if they had some money to start on, they work in every day, making big wages, so to tell me. I don't know. I ain't out there. But it looked like they could keep it going on. That's the best place for them to put the money. They'll have that. They put that. But I don't know what they're doing.
don't look like they use their wedges for their own little property.
They don't,
there,
Mr. Marsh. If someone was saying something about the other day, say, yeah, said this gets paid by the hour, and said they is trying to make every hour they can, so they get big wages. I said they do. And he said, yeah, that's what they say. I said, you can't tell it. I said, you don't see nothing to do with it. I said, don't. You tell me they making big wages. I said, me and you used to work for 60 cents a day. I said, we made a better show and they is making it $10 a day. Clyde said, you're right. Said, don't look like they're making nothing. I said, don't. I said, they don't know what to do with the money.
You know, them old cars take a lot of money.
Yeah, and you about everybody now got to have two.
Yeah.
Doris, she got one. Finally, Sammy, he got one. Another one. And?
Oh, he got another one.
Yeah.
The other one
is still sitting out there.
But it won't move.
It won't run. Well, I wonder what they keep them for when they want them.
Just let them sit around.
And they spend enough money on them. Them there first ones they had to make a payment on them.
Yeah.
Well, you never get one paid for Mr. Maha before they have to get another one.
Yeah.
Well, that just keeps them in debt. No.
Just keeps them paying all the time.
And they making money. Well, I told Oz one day, I said, well, if I had a car, I said, I'd do like a man told me once. I said, he come to collect my insurance. I said, and I said to him, I said, well, you got you another car. I said, every other time you come here, you got you a car, a new car. He said, Daisy, I don't come often. He said, but I tell you why. The one I had, it's got bad. I said, every week, it was from $10 to $25 for paying and fixing something. He said the last $25 I paid on, I traded it in. Said you can spend enough trying to keep them up to buy you a new one that will take you where you want to go.
Yeah.
He said that's what I've done. I'm not going to spend all my money for nothing. So when you start attaching them, that's just throwing your money away. So I think I do just that.
Just will patch.
Get one thing, 60. Just another old piece. Something else going wrong with it.
Well, you suppose they'll get that house built before they spend all that money, I hope.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. I just don't know. But I see it like this. If it was me, and I could get a carpenter to work on it,
yeah,
I would let him work on it any time he would until the money was all gone. That's where I put it.
And get a roof up there.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that money could go somewhere else.
It could. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. 'Cause they haven't told me nothing. But it's one thing I heard somebody say, and I don't know how they know about it. But they say that when the government paid the money, he divided it.
Oh.
He gave George so much and gave Martha so much.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know, not just like you and Miss Miles, and that's your old boy. I thought the government just make one check.
Yes.
Just one check. All I ever heard of, it was just one check. Till now. So, they said, I said, well, why did they do it like that? I said, well, I don't know, but I think he must have found out how to live. I said, how he gonna find out? If some of them didn't tell him. They had to tell somebody how to live. I don't know. Well, I just don't understand. Told.
That was a good thing, anyhow, wasn't it?
Huh?
The government had more sense than you thought it had.
Uh huh. But the government had to be told something.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yes.
He had to be told something. Body.
Well, I just thought the whole thing would go to Martha, maybe. I hope.
Well, that's what we all thought. And it might have did. We don't know.
We don't know.
I just thought, well now, it was real to Martha. The check was real to Martha. Her boy willed it to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And what money he sent home, he sent it to his mom.
Yeah.
He didn't send his dad nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I know why he didn't. 'Cause he knowed his dad. He knowed how he lived.
Yeah.
That's why Shep didn't send him nothing. All right. But now, I just don't see it. They dividing the check like that. This is my check. And you know the government got more sense than I got. He knows it's Martha's check. Well, how could he divide it?
Yeah.
But they told me this, Martha and George, they didn't have nothing to do with the check money. The man, he divided.
Yeah.
He gave Martha so much and George so much. I said, well, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. And they don't know.
Well, now that's more ready money than they've ever had in their life, isn't it?
Sure. Sure it is. And I'd have sure tried to get me a house.
Yeah.
So I'd have somewhere to live and something to show for my money.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Or else they might just wind up with a lot of old cars.
They might.
You know, Miss Daisy, one of the first things I ever noticed after I grew up a little bit was back there in West Tennessee where I was brought up. There was always mostly poor folks, little small farms, and It was just amazing. They could bring up a family and a little old house with these little concrete, sitting on these little concrete blocks and the dogs running under it. And bring them up well.
That's right.
And they didn't need any of these costly places.
That's right.
But they did need that, you see. And if they had something like that, you see, and then a little garden, they could live just almost nothing.
They live happy. Yeah, they live happy.
And they didn't have to be bossed around.
That's right.
If they just had a little something, a house to live in, a little old
in the
plain house to live
it
in.
It wasn't nothing fine and nothing but it was theirs.
Yeah.
And they took care of it.
Yeah.
What they got back there, Mr. Barnes, they took care of it. They had to work for it.
Yes.
And they know what it meant to save it. Now, the way I see it, they don't have work. For nothing, they get big wages for a little bit of work.
Very little work.
Yeah, if I say you want some, another call.
Yeah.
Well, now, they don't have a decent car. George and them don't. They don't have a car. Now they got a little old blue car. It carries them to work when it will.
Well?
Well, it's not George and Martha's car. It's George and Odessa's car. But he bring it over there to his house. He keep it long as he wants. So something went wrong with the truck last week. That's all they had to go to work in. That little old car. Well, all of them pile up in there. Well, he would take care of his stuff and the money he's getting, spend it for something in place of bragging about, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that, I'll do so and so. Well, them old piece of things you got, you do it when they let you. And when they decide I ain't going, then you got to hunt somebody to take you. They picking squash this morning.
Oh, are they?
Yes, sir.
Goodness, isn't that something?
Oh, Mr. Marlin, pick them thing. I think it's the third time today.
Oh, gee, yes.
I think it's the third picking.
Picked all last week?
Well, I think they picked some about every other day.
Yeah.
They picked them twice, I know, last week. And they's picking this morning.
Uh-huh. Where have they got that squash?
It looked like they getting a good many of them.
Uh-huh. Where'd they plant it?
So where did they plant? They got them planted out there on Lloyd's ground.
Oh, right out here?
Yeah, right out there. Those sound lies so high.
Yeah.
And got some pretty eggplants out there, too.
Oh, have they?
But they just began to grow. They about that high.
Yeah.
But they sure is growing. I said, well, they're picking the squash. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah.
I said, I reckon be picking eggplants before I know it.
Yeah. Well, now, you like squash?
Yes, I like squash.
Eggplant?
I like eggplant.
I could make a meal off of either one of them.
So you can?
And I never eat them till I come down here.
Well, fact about it, I never saw none of the thing, not eggplant. Till I come to this country.
Oh, I didn't know they didn't grow eggplant in Georgia.
they didn't where I was.
Well, we didn't have much, you know. Mm-hmm. Not much.
Somebody might have had some, but there wasn't none where I was.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you have any special way of cooking your squash?
No. The way I cook my squash, I slice them. I cut them round.
Uh-huh.
Put them in a pan. Pour a little water in there. Put my seasoning in there. Cut up my onion and things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you cook with onion?
Yes. I cook them with onion. When you get that done, I put a little black pepper in there on it and my salt.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I cook them with bacon grease. I like them like that.
Now, you don't put salt in the water at first?
No.
Does that make a difference?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
When mine gets about done, I put my salt and my pepper in the same time. I stir them up, and when that water dries out, they're done.
Now,
your mother went with them?
Yes. Now, Miss Bessie is she likes seasoning. She likes to cook.
Yeah, she loves to cook. Well, I think that's the more she's done. Oh, why? But I know one thing, she do like to cook.
And she liked to have that dinner the way she wanted to cook.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because, see, she thinks she can beat anybody cooking.
Who's that?
Miss Bessie.
Oh, she not modest about it.
Oh.
I can't get her to eat with me much.
Well, she's on a diet all the time.
Yeah, but even if she wasn't, I'm not a very good cook.
Oh.
Miss Daisy, we're talking about money matters. Is Taylor any good at handling his money?
Who?
Preacher Taylor.
I don't know about that.
When he got a little money,
he
throw it away.
He must have been, Mr. Miles, because he's stingy. Now, she told me here some time ago, when he get his check, he cash it and give her the money to take care of. Well, he may let her keep it a week or 3 or 4 days, then she got to get it. Count it all out to him, then he feel like he can take care of it. He go put it somewhere. She says she don't bother him. I said, I don't blame him. I wouldn't bother him. She said, he give me his money, said, but I don't keep it. Says sometime I got it and sometime I ain't. Get ready for it. She got to get to.
Oh, I see.
Well, before he got disabled, as long as he was up on his feet, he didn't get to. He kept it himself.
Oh.
And if he wanted her to have any, he'd give her a dollar or two. But she didn't keep it enough.
And he done this buying?
He done the buying. Yes, sir.
I don't have
He
much.
Told Ben one time, and he made me so mad, but I told him what I thought about him. He was to the house one day, and he told Ben this. He said, Ben, so I'm going to tell you one thing for your good. said, "You ought not to lie Daisy to draw her money." I said, "When she wet, you should draw it." So you let her go and meet the payroll. You don't know what else she's meeting. I said, what else would I be needing? He said, "Nobody knows. Men don't know. Well, I don't allow my wife to meet no pay day. I meet it." I said, "That's you and your wife." I said, "If I'm grown enough to work," I said, "I'm grown enough to meet my own payroll and draw my own money. What I done work for?" I said, "If I was your wife, I'd do the same thing."
Did Ben ever?
Ben never bothered about my money.
Did he ever buy the groceries?
Who, Ben? Yeah, he used to buy it all.
Is that right?
Yes, he used to buy it all.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even offer to do that. You got to know too much. What'd you do, give him a list?
Ben, no, I didn't give him a list. He just go get what he thought we ought to have. And that was the plan. He knowed how to buy groceries. I never bought no groceries, Mr. Myers, till after he left here and went to Fort Myers.
Oh.
I never bought no groceries.
And he done the buying.
Hmm? He done the buying.
Well, I didn't think he'd have sense enough. I wouldn't have.
Sense enough to buy groceries?
No.
Well, you ain't ever been trained.
No.
Oh, you trained him to.
He done it, started doing it when we married. He would ask me what you need.
Oh.
Well, I say so and so and so. Sugar, meat, meal, flour, anything like that. Now, he would make his own list. When I tell him what we need, he'd put it on a paper where he could remember. No, I never did bother about buying no groceries till he left. Well, when he started running around up the state and all that, well, then I had to buy.
Then you had to do
it. Had to do it. Now,
that's the end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, 1971. The end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, 1971. It's a beautiful day. The wind is in the east. There's fall in the air. Those clouds are puffy. Summer clouds. It's good hay weather. The sky is deep blue, and nobody here to help me make hay.